Shir Nun Gimel in Gittin, continued, Yud Beis Adar Hei Tav Shalom Hatez, March 11, 1979 on Sunday.
So, I think that this is the two Lishenas in Teisves. The first Lashon in Teisves says that if a third party injures David, in the case where a third party injures David, so then the Hippu goes to the Eved. But if the Od himself injures his own Eved, then he doesn't have to pay any work. The second Lashon in Teisves says that where the Od himself injures his own Eved, so he also has to pay basically. So I think that the first Lashon in Teisves assumes that in all the Dalet Dvorim, in all the Hedron, so the Mechayev of the Mezek Tzari Pusheves and Beishes is the only director. Not there. So Mimele, it's not that the Eved becomes Mechuyev, the Hedron becomes Mechuyev to the Eved, and then the Odin is Eichet from the Eved. But that he becomes Mechuyev directly to the Odin. The Odin is the Mechayev. But, so then you ask, if the Odin is the Mechayev, why is it that when a third party injured the Eved, so he has to pay the Ripu to the Eved? The answer is, even though Ripu, the Mechayev of the Ripu is also the Odin, not the Eved, but the Chiyuv of Ripu is a Chiyuv of Mumin for a certain purpose. Even if we say that it's basically a Chiyuv of Mumin, but it's not a Chiyuv of Mumin. Just like that. It's a Chiyuv of Mumin for Ripu. So Mimele, since it's a Chiyuv of Mumin for Ripu, so it's not Chayach that the Eved should use it up. Because then there is only a Chiyuv of Mumin for Ripu, to be used for Ripu. So Mimele it has to be given to the Eved in order to be used for Ripu. If it will be given to the Odin, so it will not be used for Ripu. So, and the Chiyuv, even though the Odin is the Mechayev, even of Ripu the Odin is the Mechayev, and the Chiyuv becomes Mechuyev to the Odin, but insofar as Ripu is concerned, he becomes Mechuyev to give a certain sum of money to the Odin is the Mechayev, to be used in healing the Eved. So the Mele, he has to give it to the Eved. But since the Odin is the Mechayev, it's not Shayach to say that when the Odin is himself the Chiyuv, that he should be Mechayev himself. If the Odin is Mechayev, that he should Mechayev himself to himself. So that's why Jesus in the first Tarot says that Avod Abdu Chashomu B'Achem Yisrael Yifosil Eved Hu Shechol Ba'av Diloi Mechayev. Mashiach in the second Moshe Tetzves, he agrees apparently with the Mung Avrom Sakoes that the Mechayev of the Dalet Dvorim is David himself. And the reason is why the Dalet Dvorim go to the Odin, because of the Aloche Mashikono Eved, Kono Rabbe. So Mimele, since the Mechayev is David, so even if the Odin himself is Chayun David, he also becomes Mechuyev, Ripu, moment of Ripu today. All right, we'll leave it here.
Thank you. Whose tape is it?
That's probably his now.
How he made it. So I mean, I don't think it'll be hard for him to take it.
He won't have any.
Well, but anyway, but
I mean, he's probably calling it because that's what it is for sure. It's his brochures.
But he had no kavana to be marketed to him.
Well, I really did. Who I was giving it to? I didn't just say
he had my mind. Kavana for sure. Because I sent it to Maris. We had so much to Maris. It's a work.
That's for a get.
That's only for a get. Okay.
I assume it'll be what, within 5 hours?
To be Sameach. And there's Moshna Rambam. Chayev li Sameach li Kevrei. So Mimele, since the basic obligation of Yisamach to Bechagecho is that he should internally be Sameach, so Mimele is not even allowed on Yom Tef night, to be mentally preoccupied with the gloom and the sadness and the burden of the kvura. He's not even allowed. I heard from my father that the Netziv, as he was dancing Simchas Torah, HaKofes, so the mailman came in and they delivered the telegram to the Netziv. And in Valozhin they had a psak from Rabbi Tzalev Valozhiner in those days that if a telegram arrives, so even if it's on Shabbos, you should open it. Because a telegram is not sent, certainly in those days, it was not sent because of an ordinary situation. So it might be a great emergency, and it might involve an ear of Atzolos Nefoshes. So as he was dancing, and the mailman came into this medrash of Aloshin, and he gave him a telegram, so he immediately opened it up. He opened it up, and he looked at it, and then he said to everybody, wanted to know what happened. So he says, nothing, gong shit, nothing. And he continued dancing. And in the hall of Simchas Torah, he kept on dancing like any other Yom Tev. But then, Mitzoy Yom Tev after Abdole. So he started to cry, and then he went his body. So he did not want even to be mentally preoccupied with his sadness because of the mitzvah of Samach B'Chagecho. So Mimele, that's the reason as to why the Mahil says that Yom Tov Sheni at night, in view of the fact that there is not going to be a shul at night anyway. But if it's a night of Leil Yachel, so he's still it all the mitzvah. He's still not so lazy because of the mental preoccupation. But on Yom Tov, one is not allowed to be mentally preoccupied with his gloom and his sadness, with his tragedy. So the Mele is not also the Macy. He is not told with Bar Mitzvah. So that's the longest of the Maril and the Bogavor. What is the Shita of the Shach? So the Shita of the Shach is that in view of the fact that Takonis Chachomim was Yom Tov Sheni Ligabi Mes, Kichil Shavun Rabbonon. So vis-a-vis Mes, Yom Tov Sheni is to be treated like Chayim. So the meaning of the sheet of the Shach is that if someone has a mess, so he is not even bound by the mitzvah of Simcha in Yom Tov Sheni. So even at night, he is allowed to be mentally preoccupied with his tragedy, even though he is not physically preoccupied because the Kvoah is not going to take place at night anymore. Now, this is in regard to Yom Tov, because by Yom Tov, so the primary obligation of Visamachta B'chagecho is Echimus Alvobis, that internally you should be something. But if there are certain external manifestations that flow, that emanate naturally from internal joy, so Mimele, there is aloche in Simcha Luiposor, in Simcha Luyayin, but essentially, the chiyuv of Simcha is a chiyuv of Boris, not a chiyuv of Boris. It's essentially not a chiyuv of realizing external manifestations, but essentially it is a chiyuv of realizing internal joy, because the Torah says, Visomachta Bechagel. Now the question arises in regard to Purim. What's the machlokes of Hashem as to whether I'm Purim there is Aveles or there is no Aveles? The Mechaber here passed that I'm Purim there is full Aveles. And there are more passages that there is no Aveles. But the Mechaber himself, we raised the question, and all the days he came and raised the question, there is a steer in the Mechaber. In Siv Dalet he says, told him Aveles Liagi Mechanical Purim. And in Siv Zion he says that the Simcha, the mitzvah of Simcha and Purim is like a Dreise, because it's a Divrei Kabbalah. So that's why it's Deicha de Aninez the Isa of Achilas Bosor Yai and Purim. So the question is, Monefsheh, if it has the Chimra of the Dreise, it should be Deicha the Aveles of Purim also. The answer is the Shita of the Rambam and of Rabbi Gershom Meragelo, and this is how the Mechaber in the Rechaim Paskins, that there is a fundamental distinction between the mitzvah of Simcha and Yom Tov and the mitzvah of Simcha and Purim. Because, and in regard to Yom Tov, the Torah says, V'somachta b'chagecha. So essentially, it's a chiyuv salvavis. Here, in regard to Purim, so the Sester says, we also say Yemishta v'simcha. In other words, we have to celebrate it as a Yemishta v'simcha. There is, according to the Rambam and Rabbi Gershon, there is no chiyuv chiyus al boris of Simcha and Purim. It's only a chiyuv of external manifestations of Simcha. We also say a mishne simcha. What does it mean? We also say a mishne simcha. We have to celebrate it as a mishne. We have to celebrate it as a simcha. But there is no chiyuv of internal simcha. There is no chiyuv. So mimele, there is no stirah between the observance of Aveles, because Aveles is, the Gemara calls Aveles Esed Yochi. Why Esed Yochi? Because essentially the chiyuv of Aveles is a chiyuv of Avobis. That in his heart he has to realize Aveles, mourning and gloom and sadness. But when a person is internally in sadness and in gloom, so mainly there are certain external manifestations that emanate naturally. So mainly, minias asando, minias mechitze, minias siche, all the things of Aveles are consistent with internal Aveles. So, ligabi yontev, where the chiyuv of Simche, is a chiyuv salvavis, and the chiyuv avelis is always a chiyuv salvavis, basically. So the mele, there is a conflict between the kiyuv mitzvah of Simcha and Yom Tov, of Isomach Mechagacho, which essentially is a mitzvah of chiyuv salvavis, and the kiyuv avelis, which certainly is essentially a chiyuv salvavis. So mele, Yom Tov, the mitzvah of Simcha and Yom Tov is deicha avelis. Because there is a conflict between the chiyuv salvavis of Simcha and the chiyuv salvavis of Aveles. Masha'in came on Purim, according to the Mechaber's psak here, so there is no chiyuv salvavis of Simcha. It's only a chiyuv ivori of celebrating it as a mishta v'simcha. And the Aveles is in conflict und internal Simcha, but Aveles, Minias Rechitza, Minias Sicha, Minias Nilas Asambul, if a person takes off the shoes, this is not in conflict with the external manifestations of Simcha. There is a conflict between internal Aveles and internal Simcha, but there is no conflict between the external manifestations of Simcha and internal Aveles. So that's why the Mechaber says, Kol Dibre Aveles Neagim Bechanika Rupoi. Why, even though there is a mitzvah of Simcha and that is a chimer of a dreise, according to the Psak of Mechaber, but the chimer of Simcha and Purim is not a chimer of Avodis. It's only a chimer of Avodis. Or we also say in Mishnah Simcha, we have to realize the external manifestations of Simcha without a chimer of internally being joyous. So in Mele, there is no spirit between the Kiyum of Aveles, between Minias Nielas Asandl, Minias restraint of the Chitze of Siche, and the external manifestations of Simche. So, Mashe'inke, Ilegabe, the Iser of Anines, of Iser of Bosom Yain, so this is in direct conflict. Not to eat Bosom Yain is in direct conflict with the essential chiyuv of Simcha and Purim. We also say Mishnah v'Simcha, and Simcha v'Boso, and Simcha v'Yayin. So, Mimele, the Simcha, the external Simcha of Purim, which has the chimer of Edraise, is Deiche, the Yisra of Boso, the Yisra Achille of Boso v'Yayin. Now, the Ramo, he is chelik al pesach of mechaber, and he passes like the shulchan is the rosh in the tour that on Purim there is no aveles. Why? Because where is the mechaber? And then the shita of the Rambam, the mechaber shita, the Rambam shita is that the chiyuv of simcha of Purim is only a chiyuv of simcha of external manifestations, not the chiyuv of aveles. So the shita of the shulchan is in the rosh in the tour that on Purim too, the mitzvah of simcha is essentially a chiyuv of aveles. If it's essentially a chiyuv of aveles, and Aveles is essentially also a chiyuv of aveles. So there is a stira between the kiyum of Aveles and the kiyum of Simche, because that's the machlokes between the Mechaber and Ramo. Now we can understand, we can answer the kasha of the Mogen Avraham against Ramo. The Mogen Avraham raises the question against the Ramo. Why does Ramo say we koshkun shechayim mit kol mit gilo mit chilo mit krishne and only balayo? And don't leave a lie, or, but the question is, what kind of a coach is it? Here, the reason is why, I mean, he's part of mitzvahs, is because he's a told, and here he's also a told. But the answer is, in regard to Yom Tov Sheni, there is a machlokes between the Maril and, the Maril and the Shach. So over there the machlokes is as to whether the mitzvah there in Yom Tov, so certainly the mitzvah of Simcha is a chiyuv aveles. But the Shach shita is that since the Chachomim are misakin that Yom Tov Sheni gam emes kechil shabune rabbonon, so memele there is no chiyuv of Simcha vis-a-vis emes. So he's allowed to be mentally preoccupied and the layel of Yom Tov Sheni. That's the shita. Now, Mashiach came in regard to Purim. Here we have another shaila. Here there is no aloche of Purim Gabi Meskechel Shagun Rabbanon, because Purim there is no Yisam aloche anyway. So the shaila is whether the mitzvah of Simcha and Purim is a chives al vaveis or only a chives hoivori. Now, if it is according to the Ramah, that the Ramo says there is no Aveles. So the Ramo shita is that the mitzvah of Simcha in Purim is essentially like the mitzvah of Simcha in Yom Tov, a chives halvoveis. If it is a chives halvoveis, so mimele, both according to the shita of the Maril and according to the shita of the Shach. So he is not allowed to be mentally preoccupied Purim night with his tragedy, because that is inconsistent with Simcha. But Purim the daytime, when Bimtzias he'll have the Kvure, so Mimele Bimtzias he is told Bimtzias. But the night of Purim, So Bivtzias is not old. But in the Leilachel he's considered old because of the mental preoccupation. But according to the Ramot, that there is no Avelis on Purim, and there is no Avelis even Purim night, not only Purim day. Why? Because there is a chivas al bobeis of being internally joyous on Purim and even the night of Purim. So the Mele and physically is not preoccupied because there is a practice that no Purim takes place night time. And mentally preoccupied is not allowed to be. So the Mele, he says Kolshi. But he says Kolshi only with Rishidose. Mashenikin, according to the Machaber, he couldn't say Kolshi, because according to the Machaber, the mitzvah of Simcha and Purim is a mitzvah of external manifestations of Simcha, not of Echidus al Rodeis. But the Ramon with Rishidose can say Kolshi. Mutar Liso Isha be Purim, baby Yudalet, baby Tezvon. In other words, it's not Osa. Because Yitzosea, there is a machlekes in Gemara in Yitkotnes, why it's a nasin yoshim b'meir, why one is not allowed to get married in a halameir. So one says, because of special zakosu, nisamachta b'chakecha v'loi b'ishtecha. And the other one says, imal bin simcha b'simcha. Whether one is allowed to get married on Purim is not so shibama poshu. The Shponoch passes that one is allowed. It all depends. If we pass that the nasin yoshim b'meir is based upon imal bin simcha b'simcha, so neva on Purim also Yitzosea to get married. Because of Simchas Purim. But if we pass like Mandoma, that on Purim, one is not allowed to get married because of the special Zerzakosu, but on Purim there is no such Zerzakosu. So there are more passages here like the Mandoma, that on me, it's also to get married because of Isamach Bechagyachal Lelishtecho. So Mele, on Purim doesn't apply. Ben Yudalet, Ben Mitezvor. The Kolshin Shemutal Asis Pina Ben, which is not even a real Simchi. מה שלא אגו לו בישפרצופים בפורים וגבר ליבי סימס אישו ואישו פריגבר איניסה בדובו מאחר שהם יחתנים אלו לשמחו בעלם. In other words, so when is there a nisa to put on תכשיטים for a man to put on תכשיטים a woman and vice versa when it's done לשם קישו, but if it is done לשמחו בעלם, so it's not also. And that's a very big chiddush. So I mean, why should it be mutter? The Revishas Floyim, even the Rabbonon, why should it be mutter when it's with Simcha Baalim? That's very strange. But there are some who say that being in regard to Revishas Floyim the Rabbonon, and being in regard to Malpushi Yisho, that even if he does it with Simcha Baalim, it's still awesome. אבל אמין הקצבור הראשי וכן בני אודו מחיתים זה מזה דרך שמחה אין בו זה משום לסיגזו ואינו אבו כך ובאת שלו יעשו דבר שלו בהגן על פיתו בהיה נאו דבר חשוב חונסס that חס משולם that anyone should consider this רמו that there is no Yisra of Lesigzo because the Rambo says it only in regard to the people in his, to some people in his time who were on very high madrege who did everything with Shem Shemayim, and there was no ulterior motive mixed with the Shem Shemayim. Masha'inkin today, he says, so even the biggest tzaddikim are not in the madrige that when they grab something from the other person, that it should be purely the Shem Shemayim. There is always an element of Shaloi Shem Shemayim. So Mimele, if it's not purely the Shem Shemayim, so then everybody agrees that there is an Isar of physics. So that is a very divine. But if it's done, Mamesh Lishem Zevos, of course. So even in those days it was.
Lishem Zevos, we had
a big one. But that was
very
important. No, these are the same for Maslameka. But to me it's a Reise, when the Shem says it's a Reise. But it's a new Issa. It's a new Issa.
If it's only external, it didn't make my
why, you agree with him?
Yeah.
Oh, I think so. You should tell it to Rabbi Yossi, because he's a pastor. He's Pikes and Rabbi Yossi. No,
what is the Shabbos? What is it coming from?
Omek. You can give it to her in my name.
Yes.
No, so say, if it's not realized, so then we'll call you back. But if we don't call you back, so that means it is realized, and you have to cut down the total.
Thank you.
Shir Nundalad in Gittin, Tezayin Adar Hitav Shalom, Tez, March 15, 1979,
on Thursday. So the said to Rav Meir, how can you say that by Shtashichu, so the ordinary can be raised, but it's a schut, so maybe you should apply Aloha or Tokhlon to the Mono. Omalonu, so Rav Meir said, Chivulo, Shimoyo Evet Kein, Paisling Natrumo. Omalmulei. So at first, we discuss the case of an Evet Kein. So Rav Meir said that by Evet Kein, Chalapoches, you have to admit, Rav Meir said to the Chachomim, that there is an element of favor because it deprives him of the opportunity of eating truma. On Marvelay, so the Chachomim said to Rav Meir, "Valu mai yirtze shalom b'zeh nivshom b'fardisei rashoi." On Malonu, "Mai levet kein sheborach v'ishes kein shemodol bayu." Haleich li b'truma b'zeh nivshom, avli yishachem ulo shachem post ma truma mafsim nam zinez. Mai kamuli, mai komav. So they said to him that he is not the least, that Shichu does not involve any element of detriment, because true, he will not get any support from the master once he is Mishucher, but even if the order is not Mishachar David, he still could decide not to support him. So Rabbi said that's in regard to Mizainis, but in connection with an Evet Kein, so there is an element of detriment that is constituted by the deprivation of Truma. So Hishaptuna Mizainis Mati Shibuna La Truma, there is certainly an element of detriment involved in the fact that the Evet, through the Shichu, becomes deprived of the opportunity of eating truma. V'chi teimu, ibo yezorek v'gito posiklei, shoviklei borek was laone. And if you are going to say that this element of detriment is not to be considered in view of the fact that he could deprive him, even if we are not mizake him, so the odd could deprive him of this opportunity of eating truma anyway by throwing in the gate. So as we explained last time, inasmuch as on the whole, so the schus feature is the predominant feature in Shichu, but in order to apply the halacha of Zochlo Nishlem Fono, so there shouldn't be any element of detriment and the element of favor. But if the same element of detriment, which is the relatively unimportant feature of Shichu, because the predominant feature of Shichu is that of Schus, so, but there couldn't be Aloche of Zochin if there is any Chayv. But if that element of Chayv, which is not the predominant feature of the Shichu, could be imposed upon the Eved anyway, so then it's not to be considered. And here you are going to say, Rabbi Yasset Chachomim, this element of detriment could be imposed upon the Eved anyway, even if you're not Mizaki for the Eved, because the Ordin could throw him again. Because the Eved has the ability to make himself unavailable, so not inaccessible. So Mimele, the Ordin couldn't impose this detriment upon him. Shaloi midaite. So Mimele, this element of detriment is to be considered. So Mimele, we cannot apply the law of the Chumash Shofar. Umar Yilev Kein Shevo Avi Yizkein Shevo Al Bailo. Halachim Mitrumo Vizeh Inei Chayu. So there is still an element of detriment that could not be imposed by the master upon the Eved. Shabu Kamalu, Kamagope, Haydi Tikomahatrele. במסליס מפני שהוא קיוני. בו יש שוקל הבור לסוזי מישראל, הוא פוסל, כל היחד יש. So in other words, so this is what the Chachomim say. In other words, that Kameya mentioned a very strong time that we couldn't apply on account of which we shouldn't apply the halacha of Zochron Moshe because there is an element of detriment. And if the element of detriment could be imposed upon him, it could be imposed upon him anyway, so mainly it's not considered as it's atchil. So this is what the Chachomim said. Even though he could not impose upon him this chayv, upon him this chayv, by flowing in Mishashicho, because insofar as giving Mishashicho is concerned, so it's beyond the Yodeva to make himself inaccessible and unavailable. But he could deprive him of the opportunity of giving Trumo by selling him, and he could not avoid that. There's no way of preventing the Odin from selling him to another messenger. And then he wouldn't be able to eat Trumo anyway. So the Mele, this Satchevo is not a Satchevo. When is it considered a Satchevo? Only when it could not be imposed upon the Eved anyway. But this Chevo could be imposed upon the Eved anyway by selling the Eved to another one, to an Odin Yisrael. Not Yisrael. Now. So the question is, what's the pshat? So why does Rameya say that it is a chayv? So too, Rameya himself holds that apart from the element of detriment that is involved in the deprivation of truma, it's a chayv even in case of an Eved Yisrael, as the Gemara proceeds to point out. So this is Rameya himself, but it's mashma from the loshin of the discussion that took place between Rameya and the Chachomim that in regard to Eved Kehen. So Rameya considers it as a chayiv apart from the consideration of Abdel Kehen. It's only in regard to Eved Yisrael that Rameya has to resort to the consideration of Abdel Kehen. But in regard to an Eved Yisrael, so then, in regard to Eved Kehen, we don't have to resort to Abdel Kehen. As a matter of fact, Teitzer says that Rameya will be made that by Eved Kotin we do not say Abdel Efker and Nechalei. We only say Abdel Efker and Nechalei in regard to a God who already steeped in a frivolous and vain life. But in regard to an Eved Kotin who was not as yet steeped in the life of Efkeres, of frivolity and vulgarity. So then Rameya will be made that it's Ischus. But Teitzer says that neither Rameya ben Eved Kotin Yisrael, but an Eved Kotin of Ikeen. So then Rameya would say that we cannot apply the Loch of Zochi. Why? Because in regard to Eved Kehen, we don't have to resort to Abdel Efker and Nichalei. And then it is a chevo on account of the element of detriment represented by the deprivation of Trumo. But the Chachamim say this detriment could be imposed upon the Eved anyway. So in Mele, it's not to be considered as a chayv. So apparently, from the Pashtus of the Gemara, it's mashma that on that point itself there is a machlekes between Rameya and the Chachomim. Now there is a machlekes between Rameya and the Chachomim in regard to an Eved Kotin belonging to a Kehen. Let's consider an Eved Kotin, because if he is an Eved Kotin, so then according to Rameya we don't have to resort to the detriment represented by the privation of Tum, because after the fear anyway. But let's consider the case of an Eved Kotin belonging to a Kehen. So then after the fear anyway is not child. Still Rameya says that is a chayv. Why is it a chayv? because of this single element of detriment represented by the deprivation of from Tumo. But the Chachamim say that this is not to be considered as an element of detriment in view of the fact that it could be imposed upon the Eved anyway. So why does Rabbeinu say that it is to be considered a chayro? So it seems that on this point there is a machlekes between Rabbeinu and the Chachamim. In other words, where on the whole is the schus? Where the schus feature is the predominant feature. But there is an element of chaybo, and the element of chaybo itself could be imposed upon this person, David, in our case. Anyway, so according to Chachomim, it's not to be considered a chaybo. And according to Rameyah, even though this single element of detriment represented by the deprivation from Tumo could be imposed upon David anyway, it's still considered it's a chaybo. Memela, we cannot apply the aloche of Zochon the Odom Shalom Bifono. That's how it's mashed. But it seems that the Rashbo had a different pshat. Now the Rashbo Shita, I mentioned it several times, and I mentioned it in connection with Teisves Kashe, the feud on Dale, Bishlichet Balkoch, or Pirish Bikuntres, Borekotano, Bozu Shom, the Noshi Shepra, Bodhi, Sheshia Zena, Sheshia Hetzli Balkoch, Bimarapotza Baal, Trinzer, Machine to Dushi, Nabal del Hazel, Lavi Dan, Benire, Dimayo Bishlichet Balkoch, Rabon Nami in the Hazel Bevet, Bin Zofni Balkoch. So that's Teisves Kashe. So we said, apparently, Rashi, things like that by schus gomor we apply the aloche of zoch onishon defono of him balkoche, even if the odin, when he finds out that the odin was mizake the shtashicho to the eved, so he says ein reit. So by matone, so it's a gemara mefareshes that even though we can say zoch onishon defono, but in the mekabel matone, when he finds out about matone, says I don't want it. So then it's bottle me wood with my fair. But by Shilcho, that is his chutz gomo, the sheet of the Rashba is that even if the Eved, upon finding out of this chutz, so he says, I don't want, so it's still effective. There's the Rashba sheet. Now, but let's see the Rashba. Now there is a Mishnah that called Beis on the Beis in Dushi. And with nine people in Kesem Mishnah, Chazoke, we can assassi, we can sell the Achir. U Mishnah al Biatzi. Diva Rabbeya, Chon Meimri, we can sell al Biatzi. U Mishnah al the Achir. U Vilvachi, a Kesem Mishnah Achir. Then the Gemara points out that Chomish Machlik is Bidobo. Rabbeya, Rav Shimon, Lozor, and the Chachon. Anyway, the Sheik of the Chachon is, and Evet Knaini, that an Evet Knaini can be Eitze, Lechairus. In two ways, either al di kesev or al di shtar, because the halacha is that kesev is also given up by eved nayin. In other words, if somebody gives kesev on behalf of the eved to the odin, that, and he says to the Odin, I am giving you, let's say, 100 zoos, and I want your Rebbe to be Yetzel Achayos with that 100 zoos, and the Odin agrees, so then there is Yetzel Achayos. So Kesef is game now. And there is Yetzel Achayos in two ways, either by receiving Ishtar Shechu from the Odin, or by somebody giving Kesef to the Odin on behalf of them. So the Rajva says, because the Gemara mentions there a threefold machlekes, the mayor of Shinalozo and Chachon. So he says, Uriyim Sakaloche, Kaimon Kichachon, the Bein Mikesef, Bein Mishta, Bein Al Yatsmi, Bein Al Yachir, Afilu Balkor, Umashmaname, the Kesef Shal Yachir, Afilu Balkor, the Chim Yashkifon, the mayor of Isleoche, Mishim Kabulis Rabbi Gomele, Mishim Kabulis Rabbi Gomele. So he says, will ask for a bond to take all of it, you'll hear you, you'll not care about your spirit. So in other words, that the case of all the achilling can be even about Kohen. Can you see the link? With Rabbi Nalfes Kosa, the case of all the achilling, after Christian Nostra the Rav Shalom, he died in Shalemet, the Kaimelon, Schusu Erich, Yitzel Achilish, the Mashmallow, the spirit, לרב, אם יש רב אופס, דיבל כוח אלו, אלו דווקא שלא ידעתי, ושאם הרמת כששומע רצה אני, אבל צביח, לא יוצא לחירוס, דחי אבדים הזוכת לרודם של ריפונוב, הנמילה בשנשרצה, כששומע, אבל בצביח לא, כדאמרינון, בפרק יש נכו, ובשטר הסכימו דעס הרסין הצופטים, שאין הבל כוח, עד שנשמע, ויהי מהרצה, ובכן רואי סידס רמב״ם, נשתר עוד האחרים משהו לזוך לא נשאו לפון אופן. וליום הוא זוך לא נשאו לפון אופן, לא כששום עבר מהרצה, אבל מצווי אחרי. So the Rajva says, now the Aloha, according to all the shame, means like the Chachomim, of the Meir. According to the Chachomim, so an Evet can be eat to the Chayus, al bikesef. And bin al the Atzme, bin al the Achiri, let's say al the Atzmei, because of al the Atzmei, how is a child? Because Mashikon Eved for the Rabbi. So suppose somebody gave a matone to the Eved and he stipulated al Nashim le Rabbi Bishusko or al Nashim Hitzmer le Chayos. So the Eved has his own money and so if the Eved gives that money to the Odin, he should be Yitzel le Chayos, so is Yitzel le Chayos. And al the Achir needs if somebody else gives Kesef to the Odin on behalf of them. So it's effective by Kesef, bein al yatzmei, bein al yachir. And shtar is also effective if the Odin gives the shtar shichu to the Eved directly, or he gives it to somebody else and tells him to be zeche for the Eved. So according to the Rabbanu of Hemeya, it's his chus, so the Eved is Yitzel Achayos. Then the Rajbo, so that all the Rishim passed in there. But then the Rajbo discusses a certain point that is controversial, on which there is a machlekes Hashem. So he says, the Rajbo says, and that is the shita of the Rambam also, that according to, so he says, that according to the Rabbanon of Hermeyah, so a Nevet can be Yitzel Achayos. I'll be kesef. I'll be achirim. Even if the Eved is so beach and says no, I don't want to be Yitzel Achayos. I don't want to be Yitzel Achayos. So because shichu doesn't require das Eved. So mele. If somebody else, a third party, gives kesef to the Odin, in order that the Eved should be Yitzel Achayos, even if the Eved is Sobeach, so he can still be Yitzel Achayos. But Rabalfes, it's mashma, not like that, because Rabalfes says, because it's all the Achayim, after Pishim was in the Rav, so he died to the Eved, so it's effective, even though the Eved doesn't know anything about it. Why? The kind of schus of Eved is Yitzel Achayos. So it's on the basis of schus, if it's on the basis of schus, so the Ramban and the Rajba, they both say, so it appears from Rav Alfes that suppose when David finds out about it, that somebody else gave Kesef to the Odin in order to be Yitzel Achayos, David says, no, I don't want. So then the Shichu is bought. So, The Ramban is chayuter about this. He says here when somebody else gives kesed, so then we don't have to resort to the halacha of zochem od mishol. So the Ramban says as follows: shtar al di achirim bal kochi shel eved not, but kesef al di achirim bal kochi shel eved yes, because shtar al di achirim. So whether shri is mitam shliches or shri is lav mitam shliches, but it has to be attributed, the kabbalah by the achirim has to be misyachis to them. If Tzri is Tam Shlicha, so then the one who is Zeichel in the Shtar Shlicha for the Emet is a Shliach. If Tzri is Lav Tam Shlicha, so it's not on the basis of Shlicha. But in order that the Emet should be Yitzel Chelus, there is a Halacha that he has to be Mikabel the Shtar Shlicha from the other. And if somebody else is Mikabel on his behalf, so it has to be Misyachelis. The Kabbalah of the Shtar Shlicha has to be Misyaches to him. So Mele Baal Kochei, we cannot say Zochno Shol Yofono. So Mele the Ramban says, in regard to Shtar Shlicha al the Achili, if the Eved, when he finds out, he says, I don't want to be Yitzel Chayruz, so it's not effective, because there it is based upon the Aloche of Zochim, and Baal Kochim, there is no Aloche of Zochim. Whether Shri is Tam Shliches, or even if Shri is Lam Tam Shliches, there is no Zochim, Baal Kochim. Mashi came in regard to be Kesef al De'achim in Baal Kochim Shlevet, then it's not based upon Zochim. So even if the Eved, when he finds out that a third party gave kesef to the Oden, in order that the Eved should be Yitzel Chayrus, the Eved says, I don't want to be Yitzel Chayrus, so he's still Yitzel Chayrus. And he's really coming. In other words, but the Rifshit is that even by kesef al de'achiri, it is based upon Zohar. So Mimele, Baal Kochei, there is no Zohar. But the Ramban Shit is that the kesef al de'achiri is not based upon Zohar. So even Baal Kochei of David, so he can be Yitzel Chayrus, the kesef al de'achiri, even Baal Kochei them. But Shah al de'achiri, it certainly has to be based upon Zohim, whether Sri Tam Shlichas, Sri Lam Tam Shlichas, it has to be based upon Zohim, and Baal Kochei, there is no Zohim. So far, the Rashba mentioned two shittes, the Rif Shite and the Rabban Shite. V'chim bo yisi das Rabbeinu, das Ramban, dishtar l'achiru, mishim yizohim on shom lefonofu, l'amdino zohim shom lefonofu, elo kishishoma, v'yom avei tzavi, avo mitzobeach. Then the Rashba Shite is that in shtar l'achiru, is effective, even though the Eved, when he finds out about it, says, I don't want to be Yitzel Chayrus. Why? Because it's Yisruz Gomu. When we Yisruz Gomu, we say, Zochron Shol Yifonov, even Baal Kochei of the beneficiary. So, he mentions Ramban Shite, that Ramban is Chayrus Kamarim, because according to Lavin, even Kesev al Da'achir in Baal Kochei of the Eved is ineffective, and Ramban Shite is that Kesev al Da'achir in Baal Kochei of the Eved is effective. Because we don't have to resort to Zohim. But Shtar Da'achirim, Baal Kochei is ineffective. And he says, Vikasha, Do Bishmaitzin, Do Amar Ablezer, Rama Rablozer, Omar Murameyer, Dif Kamenigitin, Mashma Lechere, El Rabbonon, Afilo Baal Kochei Name, Do Omar Murameyer, Mati Shibuna Latumo, Shilevet Kein Sheborach, Eichel Vitumo, Vizein Eichel, וחיתם כוסף לגיטה וזורק להם, אורק ושורק להם. דאר ממש מה ביוכלו, לפייסל מן התחומו, בעל כוכו, בשטר לאחר. דילוי, אף זה שבורח, איכל בתחומו, דיבו יצובח, ויומר, וליניח לו ידליסק לו יחיים בשטר שחו. So he says, from the moment it means mashma, that according to the Rabbonon of Hermeyer, so bishtar al de'achirim he can is yetzel chayrus im baal kochei. Why? Because so how does he mention the raya? He mentions the raya because Reb Meir said to the chacham, yishatun alam zeines mati shigun ala trumo v'chiteim reibo yizorek legite uposik le. No. So that's no time. Why? Because shopik le v'yorek v'yozlam. ומאיו לבת קיים שבורך וישסקיין שמוד על ביילו הלאיכון בתחומו וזה ינחל So Shapi Kamalu, Omarobe, Hanifom Hadwe Masisen, mit Neisha Ukiyoni, the Boye, Shokila Boye Zuzemi Israel, Uposle Kolechavis. So, the Pashtes of Yimore, if not for the Rajbo, I would say that the Pashtes of Yimore is that the Meir is saying to the Chachonim, and if you are going to say that deprivation from Truma is not a chayvu, because he can deprive him of Truma anyway by throwing a get shicho into his chotzer, into his daladames, so show me what you want. He can make himself inaccessible, he can make himself unavailable to the Lord. So the Rabbanon said, the Rabbanon said to him, no, true, he cannot impose upon him this detriment anyway, so the Rabbanon say, no, he can impose this detriment anyway, deprivation from Truma, because he can sell him to an ordinary Israel. Now, so, but apparently the Rajbo was Midayik from the Lashon of Rav Meir. If when Rav Meir said, V'chiteyre, Iboye Zorikli, Gite Uposikli, so, Shobiklei V'yorit V'yoz Le'alme, that this is only, so Rav Meir, it's Mifuresh, that he cannot be Mizaki Baal Korche. Of course, according to Rav Meir, he certainly can, because he says it's him. So, Shobiklei V'yorit V'yoz Le'alme, but, but the Rashbo is Midayik, since Rav Meir says to the Chachamim, V'chiteyme, Iboye Zorik Le'giteu Posilei, Shobiklei, V'yorik V'yoz La'alme, U'malame, U'mayu Evet Kein Sheborach, V'yish Kein Shebor La'abaylo, Haleichu Mitrumo, so he says, that the reason is why the Chachamim themselves say it is Yisrus, it is his house, even though he could, why? Because he deprives him of the opportunity of eating Trumo, because he could throw him Mishtar Shicho and impose this detriment upon the Eved anyway. And when Rav Meir says, Shomikli Voi Kos La'alme, this is Rav Meir's loneliness. But the Chachomim, the Chachomim say, no, he has no, it's not your day to make himself unavailable and inaccessible. Because even if he is always was La'ome, even if he escapes to a different city, where the Odin doesn't even know where he is, he's whereabouts, so he still can be Mishachai. Because he can be Mizake, he may get Bal Kochi of the Eved, even if the Eved is Soveach and makes a declaration, I don't want to be Yitzhak Chayos. He still can be Zirik Egeto. He can be Mizaki Ishtar Shifa on the Achil. How do we know that Rav Meir, that Rabbanon hold that? Because Rav Meir said to Chachomim, V'chitim rei, boye zoik le gite, uposalei. So Rav Meir says, show me play boy goes loudly. Why did Rav Meir say to the Chachomim, I boy is ugly gite? So obviously Rav Meir knew that this is the reason. This is the reason as why the Chachomim say that Shtar Shicho is not a chayv, even in the case of an Eved Geyer, in spite of the fact that he becomes deprived of the opportunity of eating Trumo. Why? Because this element of detriment, the deprivation from Trumo, can be imposed upon the Eved anyway, by giving the Shtar Shicho to the Eved, Bal Kochi of the Eved. And even if the Eved escapes and makes himself inaccessible, so he can still give him a get, a Shtar Shicho, by being Mizaki the Shtar Shicho al the Achelim Bal Kochi. This is, otherwise, Rav Meir wouldn't say, V'chiteyme, Iboye Zorik, L'gitu, Posalei, Shomik, L'Iboye, Goz, La'ome. If that hadn't been the loneliness of the Rabbanon, why should Rav Meir mention it to them? So then the question arises, if so, why was the Gemara say? Why was the Gemara say, Shakya Komalu, So if we explain the Gemara not like the Rashbo, so then we understand the Gemara's kasha, Shakya Komalu, and then we understand this why Rabbi has to resort to the fact that the Oden can deprive him of Truma by selling him to another Oden, to Israel, to an Oden Israel. But according to the Rashi, so the reason is why Rav Meir says, so it's because Reb Meir heard from the Chachamim that this is the reason as to why that the privation of Truma does not constitute a chaybo, because this chaybo could be imposed upon the Eved anyway by the Oden being throwing him Mishashibo. And only Reb Meir says, Shobikleivo, it was Laone. So Mimele, it's impossible for the Oden to be Mishachar in Balkoche. But according to the Rabbanon, it is possible. It is possible. So why does the Gemara say Shabakomalo and then Hanu Kamahadu must be sitting in Shibinyone, the boy Shokla boys was in the Israel Apostle? Even without this alternative of selling him to Israel, it's not a chaybo, because this detriment of depriving, of deprivation from Truma could be imposed by the Oden Baal Kochi of David anyway, whether we are. It could be imposed upon him anyway. So we have to say that the pshat in the Gemara that since the Mishnah mentions Omrulei Mipnei Shehu Kinyonei, so obviously the Chachamim mentioned something Lefi the Hanoche, according to the assumption of Reb Meir. Reb Meir certainly holds that an Oden cannot be Mishachel the Al the Achirim Bal Kochi of the Eved. So Reb Meir, so they said, even if we assume that he cannot be Mishachelim Bal Kochi of the Eved, so it's still not to be considered a chaybo on account of this element of detriment of the deprivation from Truma, because he can impose this detriment by selling him to an Oden Yisrael. But Svan, the Rashbo says in so many words, he says, Vikasher, do bishmaitze do marabalozo omar le rameya, if I come to get mashma lechere, do rabon nafilu bal kol chiname, do omar le rameya mati shifun ala trumo, shil evet kein shebo echem bitrumo, vizeh neiche, vichi teimre, kosum legit vizorek leoi vishomik lei. So, who says oi vishomik lei? Rameya, da alme mashma liyoch lu lepeis lema trumo, bal kol cho, bishtar ala achirin, di iloi, abzeh shebo rachecho bitrumo, di boi yitzobach, viyomad loi michalei, di liskoi hai bishtar shifure. So in other words, so the Rabbanon hold. So in other words, who says Oy Bishamiglay? That's Rameya. But the Rabbanon don't agree with Oy Bishamiglay. And that's the reason as to why Rameya mentioned it to Chachamim. V'chitayni boy is Oy Bishamiglay. Where did he hear that? That's the reason. So he probably heard from the Chachamim that's the reason. But he says no. Shamiglay boy was away. But according to Chachamim, it will not avail him, the Shabbatai Vorik Vazalei, because he can still be Mizakel Dechel. This is what Rashi says. So Mimele is Chelik, not only on the Rig, he's Chelik on the Ramban also. You see, so that wish it is. According to the Rig, so according to the Rabbanon of Reb Meir, so neither Kesef Al the Achir is effective Bal Kochi of David, nor Shtar Al the Achir is effective Bal Kochi of David. According to the Ramban, Kesef al the Achirim is effective al kocher David, but Shtar al the Achirim is not effective, because Shtar al the Achirim we have to resort to Zochim. There is no Zochim al kocher, but Kesef, in Kesef we don't have to resort to Zochim. And the Shita of the Rashbi is that not only Kesef al the Achirim is effective Bal Kochel David, but the Mishnah of the Achirim is also effective Bal Kochel David. So then he says, V'ilav di mistapine, amine, yehoche afil Bal Kochel name. But the Gemara of Basra says, Bamatone, even Kabu Matone, when he hears that somebody was Mizakim Matone, so he says, Yef Shibo, so it's Potlum Afneya, Umatone Smomi Shame, the last was Gomo, the Adarabe, Chibi Sadatsme, the Xi, the same Matone Sikhi, Elumiu mitzach nafchi shelodo machmedosom kol ischus v'af al pi shehu mitzach atzmo chelvo zochim lo yishalim b'fomo. Aber der Chicho diskus gomeru di matirin baschemin u'machmise lichlau mitzves Yisroel zochle u'mikom bokei afiloim mitzoveach botlo daite yitzel kolodo. ואף על פי שבמציא ובנכסי הגר ובלקת שקחה ופה דסחוס גומרו וגרקותן שהתבגרו על דס בזן שהם זוכים בעל כורכם ואמרים אותו כמה לקסובס הגדילו יחיל ומחיס. So first he says that even בעל כורכם we say זוכים בישיחו because it's his חוס גום. So then but the Gemara in Bobasra says that במתוני we do not say בעל כורכם תוכים. So he says מתוני is not his חוס גומרו. It's only considered his schus subjectively because nafshi shelodo machmedosom. But on an ideal level, it's not his schus. Since on an ideal level, it's not his schus, but unfortunately, the overwhelming majority of people are not in that madrige to consider matone is a chayv. But if he happens to be in that madrige, if he says he has people, so then it is considered the chayv. So that's why you cannot say zoch lo mishloim b'matone. Then he asks, but the halacha is that even by mitzie or by ger cotton, so he do yechidu limchais, and there it's ischus gamur. On an ideal level, it's ischus. So we see that even when something is ischus misad atzme, not only subjectively, but on an ideal level it's chus, but bal kochi we don't say zochim. So he says geirus requires das. One cannot become Israel against his will. Mitzie, so one cannot acquire title in anything against his will. So the mele is true that it's his chus gomo mitzie and geirus. But if he says yevchibo bal kochi, there cannot be any geirus. Mashiikin by shichu da lochi is an eved can be eitzel echeus if the one hands over the shtashichu to the eved even bal kochi of the eved. So shtashichu does not require, shichu doesn't require das. Since he doesn't require das, so even all the achirim, it can be effective. Bal kochi of them. This is shame dilu is eved. Levet kam, kalfinoli, we kabuli bal kochi. Kilese name mizakili bal kochi. ומשהים כמישהו, דאב אגב בנגל שבעל כוח, עוד האחרים אלוהי, משום דחייב לו, ואין חובים מאוד משלים לפנות, אבל הוכה דסחוס לו, ואי דייצי בעל כוח, זוכן לי בעל כוח. So that's the שיטס הרש. So we have three שיטס. We have the שיטס הריב, we have the שיטס הרמב״ם, and we have the שיטס הרש. The שיטס הריב is that בין כסף, בין שטר, על דאחרים בעל כוח שלהם, is in effect. The שיטס הרמב״ם is that כסף על דאחרים, Bal Koch of David is effective. Shtar of Yachirim, Bal Koch of David is ineffective. Because in Kesef we have to resort, we don't have to resort to Zochim. In Shtar we have to resort to Zochim. And there is no Zochim in Bal Koch of the beneficial. And then the Shit of the Rajbo, that even by Shtar of Yachirim, in view of the fact that it is Chuz Gomor, and in view of the fact that Chicho itself doesn't require das, so in Meile, there is Aloch of Zochim, even Bal Koch of David. Then he mentions another reason. V'eid, Shal Yehei Rabbi Ibid Lavde, V'yimapsit Ritzei Nafshe V'akshusi Shal Eved, U'gdeimu Mizom, Tu Atoshiyo V'anipocheis, Tsheimiloi, Kidei Shal Yehze Mapsit בקשוסי של זה ורב שימן בן גמליאל דיפוליט ואומר אין שאילי הו מסמיינו נלי מה איתיימי ומאדרינו משל דום עלי אם מתון עלי מיכלי וסיין מתון הסייחי דאו מהיל עבד חייבו לוי מצעזה דאו חייבו לוי מצעזה קייפינו כן ירב. So he mentions a very strange question. Then he mentions another reason as to why there is a locher of Zohin by Shecho even by Kolchei of them. So he mentions in Gemara in Bobasra. That's in the first parak of Bobasra, Ches. So there is a machlekes between Tanikame and between Tanikame and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now, there is halacha that if shutvim, two individuals, let's say Ruben and Shimon, own something the shutvim, own the sodom the shutvim, so one shutev can enforce a chluke in the Sodom, against the will of the other Shutvim. Suppose they have the Sodom, the Shutvim, let's say the Yarshim, the Sodom from the father. And then Reuben and Shimon. And Reuben wants to divide it. Half of the Sunday should be given to him, and the other half should be given to Shimon. Shimon doesn't want it. He wants that they should both use the whole Sunday all the time. So there is a halacha that one shutev can be kept with the other shutev to make a chluk. To make a chluk. Only if there is yesh making a chluk. But in other words, if the Sodeh is at least a tamis, so if you divide it into two halves, so then each one will have dalet ames, so then it's considered yesh making a chluk. But suppose the whole Sodeh is six ames, so then if it will be divided, so neither one will have kedechluke, will have dalet ames, because less than dalet ames is less than kedechluke, so then it cannot force. One shutev cannot force the other shutev to make kedechluke, only if it's yesh kedechluke, if it is ches ames. So there is a machlekes between Tanakam and Shimon Gamliel. Suppose they have a Sodeh b'shutves that is only 6 hours. So it's a Mekidechluke, but Reuven says to Shimon, now this Sodeh has 6 hours. Now I cannot force you to divide it so that I'll have 3 hours and you will have 3 hours. But I am ready to take 2 hours and you take 4 hours. So Tanakam says, Reuven can be kaif Shimon if he is willing to give him 4 hours, the better part of the bargain, of the exchange, and he will take 2 hours, then Bez must force Shimon to submit to this kind of a chuk, because he has nothing to lose. Shimon will lose nothing. This is what Tanakam says. And Shimon Gamliel says, no, that if the Sodeh is only 6 ames long, and it couldn't be divided into 2 equal halves of 4 ames each, so Reuven cannot even force Shimon to make a chluke, even if he offers to give Shimon 4 ames, and he will take just 2 ames. Because Shimon can say, now, how are you going to do it? You give me 4 ames, and you will take 2 ames. So if you expect me to pay you the difference, between 4 ames and 2 ames, I don't have any money. I can't pay the difference. And if you want to give it to me free as a gift, I don't want to accept gifts, because Sayyidina Atole Sir, this I consider as a detriment. You can't force me to accept gifts. But the other alternative would be, if I would pay you out, the difference, I'll give you, let's say, another $100 for the 2 extra hours that you get over and above me. So I don't have the money, I can give you $100. And to take it free, a gift from you, I don't want, because Sayyidina Matar is here. So that's the reason as to why Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Reuven cannot be kaif Shimon to divide a Sodeh that has only 6 ames, even if he offers to give Shimon 4 ames, and he wants to take just 2 ames. 2 ames. Oh, so he says, so the Rashba says here something very strange. He says that where it is Ischus Gomu, and where the Shichu itself doesn't require Das of the Eved, so then we have Aloche of Zochim Bal Koche. That's one time. And then he says, Ve'eid Shelehei Rabbe Eved Abdei, So we see that according to the command, we pass by the command. So according to the command, so one shutev can force the other shutev. One shutev can force the other shutev to make a chluke in something that implicated chluke or cholecho be'ahot by giving him kvishio chluke dalet ames, so achas tamo v'chamo, that the odin can force the eved to be yitzel cheus, even though the odin is, even though the eved is soveya. So he says, even Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Reuven cannot worship him. So because there is an element of favor there. What's the element of favor? Because Seir Matan is here. But otherwise, Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree with the Tanitami that one should have can force the other ship, to make a chukim. So certainly,